G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 17. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And Joel, the Melbourne Carnival, at least, reaches its conclusion this Saturday at Ladbrokes Park, Sandown Hillside. And we've got the Sandown Guineas, which is the probable highlight. The Zipping Classic. Second week in a row, we've had a very disappointing wait for age race.
Yes, yeah, very disappointing. Well, Team Williams had three entered.
Five entered.
Five, that's right, yeah. And only two accepted, so, which was probably always going to be the case. And a couple of these were entered for the 3200 of the Sandown Cup, but they've obviously seen that this race isn't overly strong and it's worth double the amount, so they've gone for this. And, yeah, it's... Bit of a ho-hum event, but that's probably what this race has become in the last few years.
Yeah, the idea, as I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, the idea was to have a Group 1 2400-metre weight for age race at the end of the carnival, and when they relaunched it in 1999, it was worth $500,000, which was good money back then. And these days it is still a Group 2, and it's worth $300,000, and there's no prospect of... rising to Group 1 in the foreseeable future. It'd be great if we had a Cox Plate to McKinnon to Zipping Classic treble, but no one seems to be, the principals from the Cox Plate just don't seem to be interested in pressing on after that, so I suppose it's all worth a bit of thought, but we still have a varied and interesting program at Ladbrokes Park on Saturday, and we'll take you right through it because all 10 races are black type. So, quality action happening. We start with the Thoroughbred Club Merson Cooper Stakes, 1,000 metres for 2-year-olds at listed level. And with the scratching of Jonah, we have 12 left, and we've only seen three of them before.
Yeah, just the three with race experience. I think I was looking, nine of the last 17 winners of this race have been debutants. I just kind of thought that it would just be swinging a bit more towards the race, but I suppose if you've only, there's only a couple that have raced, that'd be why, that debutants have a good record in it mainly. I've gone for one of the debutants, number three, Bandinelli. Liked his jump out down the back straight at Sandown. He won it pretty comfortably. Well-bred, I'm Invincible out of a More Than Ready mare. That's a two-year-old pedigree, so I was happy with him. On top of nine, Salome, who's the half-sister to Ring-a-Ding-Ding, and she was good on debut at the Valley, shoved off the track by a wayward runner and kept finding the line pretty well. 12, Selena. Reduced choice over Street Cry mare. You'd probably suggest she'd get better over a bit further and maybe as a three-year-old, but her jump out's been pretty good, and that latest jump out was a hot jump out. I think there's been two winners and a place getter come out of it. Seven in for fourth, Torched, who did win a trial at Cranbourne.
A lock on against the first starters and with Salome, who did run on well against the pattern on debut. Then I've just basically chucked a dart at the board for the three first starters I've come up with. Come up with Wolf Whistle for second, who is the one that we really don't know anything about. No jump outs, trials or anything that we could find. But look, coming from the O'Sullivans, Brett Preble to ride. And I just think, really anything could come out and win this and not surprise. And Edinburgh for third for Lindsay Park, and Selena also Lindsay Park for fourth, two of the other fillies. So I've ended up with 9, 8, 11 and 12.
Salome for number 9. I think I went with Salome, but would it be Salome?
Salome, yeah, biblical figure. All right. She demanded the head of John the Baptist on a plate.
Excellent.
Race 2. Is the Ladbrokes Sandown Cup, 3,200 metres, listed event. And, this is an interesting one, Joel. Vonja Mask is the only one coming from the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he's from the Melbourne Cup. We've got a couple in the Zipping Classic coming out of the Cup, and just him for this race. I've gone for number 6, Azuro. The market, I think, has got equal favourites at the moment, Yogi and Azuro. I've just had enough of Yogi. I know they've been promising to put the blinkers on, and they finally do put the blinkers back on him, and that might sharpen him up. But just with Azuro, maybe a bit more upside. He was good at Caulfield off a genuine tempo, and I thought he was pretty good at Flemington. He just peaked late out to 2800. That was just after the big downpour of rain. Track was still pretty wet at that stage, and the winner had good international form, Shreyo from the Wally Yard. So happy to bank on that form. 6 Azuro to beat 3 Yogi, 1 Vonja Mask, and 4 Duke Khan, who will keep whacking away all day.
I'm with you, Azura. I've got Kelstorm for 2nd, Yogi for 3rd. And Vaughn Jamas, just the 60 kilos, put me off, and you'd think you'd just about be saying, you know, please, I've had enough for the spring. Making me go around another one of these. Race 3, MRC members Twilight Glow Stakes, 1,400 metres for 3-year-old fillies at listed level.
A lot of these come through the same race at Flemington on Cup Day. I've ended up going for the one that missed a place in that race, but number 9, Gen Rules, who opened pretty short in early markets for that race. I think the bookies quite liked her, just kept her very safe. She ended up getting out to about $15. I think she opened single figures. Thought her run was pretty good. I was keen to see her on top of the ground that day, and of course we had the big rain, big downpour early in the day. The track had dried out considerably by her race, but it was still rated a soft 7, and I'm just keen to see her on top of the ground. I think she's talented, and inside gate, wouldn't be shocked to see her improve. To beat 4 Sweet Rocket, who doesn't come through that Flemington race. She's had a bit of a freshen since her 2nd at the Valley behind Merrill. Good form lines, hit the line strongly in a recent trial. And then Tahitian Dancer, number 5 and 7, Into the Abyss, who also come out of that Flemington race. Into the Abyss was probably the run of that race, and she's going to have a lot of admirers. She's drawn a wide gate again. She just has no luck at the barriers.
Yeah, I've gone for Gotta Be Gold over from Adelaide. I think it can measure up, unbeaten this prep. Jamie Carr comes over, you know, giving up her usual 3 or 4 winners in Adelaide for 3 rides over here, although one of those is on Tatush, who I think our male is, well, we don't really know, but is certainly it's an acceptor in 3 places, and thought it was going to run in Adelaide, or perhaps Donald Sunday. So only the 2, and the other one's Angelic Spirit for Bussin and Young. So anyway, thought that might be a good lead for Gotta Be Gold from Into the Abyss, Earways, and which is probably pronounced differently, Joel.
I know, I've been going with Earways. I've been going with that.
And Tahitian Dancer, 8, 7, 3, and 5. Race 4 at Ladbrokes Park Sand and Hillside on Saturday is the Eclipse Stakes, the MyPuncher.com Eclipse Stakes, 1,800 metre handicap at Group 3 level.
I'm giving Radipole another chance. Was with him on Cup Day. I think he was over 20-1, and all of a sudden just kept shortening and shortening. Got into $9. He did have cover behind Miraka, but they spread out with Tom Melbourne taking off in front, and maybe just didn't get enough cover. I think he's a horse that does need cover. He's going all right, and he did battle on pretty well in the straight, even though Black on Gold ran past him late. Just think, you know, he's fully fit, hard fit, good draw. He'll get a soft run, and he might just get his chance Radipole on Saturday. $10, you can still back him each way. To beat 6, Bring Me Roses. All of her runs this prep have been excellent. Top run in the Group 1 behind Shillelagh. That's good form for this. 4 Mask of Time will press forward. Should get a relatively soft time of it near the lead. And 5 Black on Gold, who, as I mentioned, did hit the line very well first up off a break there on Cup Day.
Yeah, and I went with Black on Gold, fresh horse on the scene, to beat Bring Me Roses, Kawaya and Tally, 5, 6, 3, 1. Race 5, Kevin Hippenden Stakes, 1,300 metre, Group 3, wait for age.
Gone with 11, Elika Zoom, to bounce back. Her 2 efforts at Caulfield to kick off this prep were excellent. Very strong win over I Am Excited and I Am A Star first up, then went to the How Now and only found Winter Bride better than her. Forgiving the run on Caulfield Cup Day in the Tristark. We've seen a lot of form reversals come out of that meeting off the soft track. Dry ground, an obvious plus for her. To beat 6, Miss Rock. Her 2nd up record is pretty plain, so no surprise to see her miss a place 2nd up down the straight. She ran okay behind Osborne Bulls. She was good first up. She is a class mare. 2 in for 3rd, Rich Charm. Pulled up lame in the Bobby Lewis. Has had a bit of a break since then. We know his best would be good enough to win this. And 5, Chamois Road, very, very consistent. He won't be far off them.
Yeah, I've got 3 of the same horses, but on top I've got number 8, Savannah Amour. She just, she picks up a race. Every prep she picks up a decent race, and just thought this might be the one. Made her my value bet. I was expecting to be possibly double figure odds, but just a wide open race, isn't it? We got 7 of them between $5 and $8.
Yeah, $5 or $6 the field.
Yeah, so anyway, on with Savannah and more from Elika Zoom, Rich Charm, and Miss Rock. 5, 8, 11, 2, and 6. Race 6 is the Araza Sandown Stakes, a Group 3 over 1,500.
I've gone with the up-and-comer 50 stars. Just looks to be building at the right time this prep. He had a couple of seconds and then turned the tables on Manuel at Flemington during the carnival. Strong win. There was good gaps in behind him. Manuel backed it up with a good run on the final day of Cup Week. And yeah, I just think he hits this race at the right time. He's an up-and-comer and can get his biggest win to date. For number six man of his word, I'll certainly be having something on him as a bit of a roughie. Around the $16 mark. Newcomer to Victoria. His first up run was excellent. Just ran up behind them. No room, nowhere to go. Virtually under his own steam there at Caulfield. And then they stayed at 1,200 down the straight during Cup Week. And he was okay there. Not beaten too far. Definitely looking for further. So I think he's the value. For Holy Snow, now with the Weir Yard. He's a talent on his best form. He'd be going pretty close in this. And he likes the long straights. He's run well at Flemington and Randwick. So I think getting away from Caulfield, Bairnsdale, that can be a plus for him. And number one, dollar for dollar. Won this last year, but he was on the minimum with 54. He's going just as well, but he would need to be because he's got 59. So that's the query. But yeah, nearly won a Group 1 three starts ago. So he's clearly good enough to win it.
I'm with you, 50 stars. For second, I am forgiving Ciccone's last run. I've got Fastnet Tempest for third and Holy Snow fourth, 8-3-2-4. Race 7, first of the bigger, the double, the Group 2 double at Ladbrokes Park on Saturday, and it's the Ladbrokes Sandown Guineas, three-year-olds, set weights, 1,600 metres. 12 to face the starter, only one of them's a filly, but she is highly thought of being Seabrook, already a Group 1 winner over the trip.
And she's one of two dominating the market here. She's a close second favourite behind Ring-a-Ding Ding, who was a brilliant winner at Flemington. Last week, storming home, coming off that eye-catching effort at Moonee Valley. Sometimes those spruik horses don't back runs up, you know, those sort of eye-catching runs up. But he did. He backed it up, and he's backing up this week. He's got to go to a mile, so I guess that's the one little query. Can he show that turn of foot at 1,600? I've got him in for second with Seabrook in for third. I'm going to go with 5 Secret Blaze, sticking with him. I liked him in the Carbine Club. He ran a good race. He was 3 back the fence. They didn't go overly hard, and he just had to wait. He was following the winner Rainier through, and then Wild Planet was second. He just had to wait till those two sort of kicked away, and then he could get away from the fence. And his last 50 metres, he was hitting the line well. He has the run at the mile under the belt, so happy to back him each way. From 3, 12, and number 4, in for 4th, Scottish Rogue, who I thought could run an improved race last week, and he did, against Ring-a-Ding-Ding, and he's been placed at the mile as a late-season two-year-old, so he's next best.
Same numbers for me, apart from 4th. I've got Long Leaf for 4th, so that leaves me with 5, 3, 12, and 1. One of my fun facts about the Sandown Guineas this week is that 7 of the past 11 have been won by horses who have finished first 4 in the Carbine Club. Secret Blaze is the only one in that category in this race. Race 8, Key Clean Zipping Classic, $2,400, $300,000. Standard weight for age at Group 2 level.
Well, I ended up going with the Taj Mahal. Won the race last year. He's probably had a busier spring, to be fair. Busier prep this time in. He's gone through the Caulfield Cup, Moonee Valley Cup. He was hitting it, I think it was only his third start in Australia last year. So, you know, I guess he's probably had other targets, whereas last year it was probably a target for him. But in saying that, he's going away. His Caulfield Cup run was excellent. James McDonald took off, made the early move, and I thought he batted on pretty well to run 5th. His Moonee Valley Cup run was forgivable. He was wide throughout. So I've gone with him to beat 8 Hour Libretto. Short enough now, I guess that's just indicative of the lack of depth of the race. You know, $5, she was $9.50 in the Matriarch last week and ran 7th, and now she's $5. You would say against stronger opposition, but her run last week was good. She was without room. They didn't go overly hard, and yeah, I don't think she had too tough a run, so I think she'll be right for the backup. 6 in for third, Lord Fandango. He missed last week. I think they were worried about some early signs of colic, so I guess that's not an overly positive sign, but he must be right to go this week, and he's improving with each run this time in. And one who shot the barman, won this race, was it 3 years ago, I think, James McDonald. Took off at about the 1,200 metre mark and daring tactics, and he kicked away and won easily. His Moonee Valley Cup run was good enough to warrant thought in this. He was a bit disappointing in Flemington, but the old boy's still going all right.
Yes, and my fun fact about the Zipping Classic was that, well, I can't forget, can't remember the figures now, seven of the past nine, seven of the, I'm not sure, but most of the recent Sandown Classic winners, Zipping Classic winners, have come through the Melbourne Cup. None of them have placed in the Melbourne Cup. I mean, probably because no Melbourne Cup place getters have backed up. A few have run fourth. None of them have finished worse than 12th, which is a query over who shot the Barman. Ventura Storm was, I think, 10th in the Melbourne Cup. Ventura Storm is my selection. And, of course, if they're not Melbourne Cup runners, they're usually Lloyd Williams runners. So I've got the Taj Mahal, who's the obvious of his two, for second. I've got Libran for third, not a bad run last week, and Dal Harold for fourth. So I got 2, 4, 3, 7. Another fun fact, no Zipping Classic winner has started at double figure odds since Brave Chief in 2000. You'd think that's going to continue because the only two we've got marked at double figures at the moment are Sir Isaac Newton and Who Shot the Barman. Mind you, they're low double figures. It's given there's only eight in it, it's a very, very evenly spread market. We go to race nine. It's the Clanbrook Racing Doveton Stakes 1,000-metre listed event.
I thought this was a tricky race to sort out. Many chances. I've ended up going with six Spending to win. They've kept him fresh since his win at Caulfield, where he beat Eduardo. Had a lovely run, just camped off the speed. But I can see him getting a similar sort of run here. Sort of third, fourth, fifth in the run, and to be presented at the right time. So gone his way to beat 10 Invincible Owl, ran on strongly against the track pattern at the Valley on Cox Plate Day. That was off a decent freshen, and he goes really well second up. 5, I'll Have a Bit on the quick backup, and I believe she's headed to Perth for the Winter Bottom to be her third up run. She was very good down the straight last week. And number 2, Thermal Current, who won that race. Gee, just he travelled like an odds-on favourite, and Craig Williams only sort of shook the reins at him the last 100. That might give him a bit of confidence. He's 8 years old, and it was a bit of a shock win at 40-1, but if he throws that effort up again, he won't be too far from them.
Well, I got your first three, Joel, in that order, but I got him for second, third and fourth. I got Crown Witness on top, just on spec. Odd to have a 1,000-metre listed race and only two of the 14 resuming, and he's one of them. Just saw Crown Witness the once last time in, but certainly some pretty smart form before that, and has won a trial. So I got 13, 6, 10, and 5. Finally, for the Melbourne Spring Carnival, we do go to Ballarat next week for another massive 10 race card, but the last race of the Melbourne Spring Carnival is race 10 on Saturday at Ladbrokes Park, Sandown Hillside. It is the Lapine Funerals, naturally enough. Summoned Stakes, 1,500 for the mares at Group 3 level.
Gone with 10 Snogging, and not alone in the tips panel for winning post. I think Paul Richards, Daniel Nuttall, a couple of colleagues are with her as well. She tackled a benchmark 70 at Benalla first up, got back, hit the line well, went to the Tessio Stakes at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day, and she had no hope back in the field. But in the straight, she seemed to have a bit to give, and she was running up onto the heels of Silent Roar and Bring Me Roses. And, Silent Roar wasn't too bad in the Matriarch last week, and Bring Me Roses was very good in the Group 1 and is going to be a chance earlier in the day. So thought she represented a bit of value. Snogging, number 10, to beat 2. Our Crown Mistress, going to press forward, going to give great sight near the lead. 5, Split Lip. They rode her a little bit more aggressively third up at Geelong, and she just missed out the back the other day and just never got into it. Dean Yendall back in. I hope they just put her in the race a little bit more, and they might do that at 1,500. And 3, Shoko, who won that race at the Valley controlling things. She'll go forward along with Our Crown Mistress, and they could probably be there whacking away at their finish.
Thought Spannerhead would have a good chance to pick this up from the good gate and cap a very productive campaign. From Seductive Miss, Our Crown Mistress, and Our Sea Goddess, 7, 8, 2, 16. As I mentioned, Joel, my best was race 7, number 5, Secret Blaze, and my value bet was race 5, number 8, Savannah Amor.
I've made a zero my best, race 2, number 6. My value is Secret Blaze, race 7, number 5, and a couple of roughies were Men of His Word, even though I only had him for second, and Snogging.
All right, Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. 9 races on a good track. What have you found for us there?
Made the Best No Tio, race 6, number 11 from the Team Hawks yard, has been kept fresh since the first up run in late September down in Melbourne, where he hit the line well, was in restricted room for most of the straight, finished off strongly. Blinker's first time. He's had a trial up in Sydney since that run. This race falls away. I don't think there's too many winning hopes. So even though he's up to a benchmark 88, he gets nice weight relief for that, down to 53. I think it's a pretty winnable race for Notio. And my value is Numia, race 2, number 4. Really pleased to see they've scratched from the 2-mile race at Sandown. They go up for this 2400, which is far more ideal, off a 2000 metre run. It's going well for the Musgrove camp, placed in the Mowie Cup. Good run in the Kighton Cup for 4th behind another Coldy. Just a bit dour, looking for 2400, and yeah, hopefully there's still 8 runners in the race. You get 7, 750 each way. I think it's a good play early on the card.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville again in Adelaide. James Jordan's Gems, race 1, number 3, Bayo. Race 3, number 3, Lure Me In. And at a bit of value, bit of each way value, race 8, number 12, Cabini. Did you like anything at Morfordville?
No, nothing for me at Morfordville.
Doomben is the venue for Brisbane Racing. We have a soft 5 at this stage. What's the forecast?
I think they're tipping maybe a bit of rain, I did see. So, you know, it could go south pretty quickly, hopefully. It doesn't get too wet. I think a couple of my picks handle the wet, so it won't be too disappointing. But yeah, I think it's probably still going to be in that soft range, hopefully. My best is Magnifighter, race 9 at number 10. Really good return from him over the 1350, chasing the in-form and fit Torfic Boy. His 2 runs over the mile last prep were a 3rd in the Queensland Guineas and a 5th in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, so well placed on the minimum in a benchmark 90. And my value is Ringo's a Rock Star, race 8, number 5 in the feature, the Keith Nowd quality listed race. He was good first up, really charged to the line. He's always promised to win a good race. This might be his prep. He finished last campaign with 2 wins. He can go on any sort of track condition. He won't mind a bit of rain, or he can stick on top of the ground as well. So he, I think, be very hard to hold out from 10 Victorum and 3 Tie Zone would be the 2 hardest to beat.
Alrighty, the Perth Carnival starts to warm up at Ascot. We hit the first of the Group 1s next weekend, but this weekend we do have 3 group races, all Group 3s. In fact, first of them is Race 4, WA Champion Fillies Stakes, and BJ Ryan says Arcadia Queen gets her chance to show what all the fuss is about. She was beaten in the Burgess Queen Stakes by Lady Cosmology, who she faces again. But certainly Arcadia Queen was hitting the line hard and screaming out for the 1600. No great price, as you'd expect, at around about even money. Second of the Group 3s is Race 5, Hosemasters Colonel Reeves Stakes, 1100. And we see your scales of justices and your state solicitors in this race. But BJ's with number 3, Dainty Tess, unbeaten this time in. Arguably WA's most popular thoroughbred and in career best form. 2 brilliant last to first wins. Doesn't have to get as far back from barrier 4 and is going to have too much closing speed again. And the main feature is race 7, RJ Peters Stakes. This is a group 3 over 1500 and BJ likes Frio. Number 9 is at around about 752. There's a fairly short favourite here, number 2, Action. And Frio's coming up from rating 66 plus company, but the last start win, very good, rated very highly despite being in that lower grade. BJ's best race 2, number 4, Arcadia Prince, not to be confused with his champion Phillies tip, Arcadia Queen, and his value bet race 3, number 12, Klondike Kenny. Earlier in the day, we wrap up the Riccarton Carnival in Christchurch, Joel, with the Group 1 1000 Guineas.
Yeah, the fillies get their chance to shine, and I'm hoping Matty Cameron and Murray Baker, Andrew Forsman combo can complete the double. They took out the 2000 guineas last week, And they've got a filly who's going to be double figures, Valali, race 7 it is, number 8. She's a daughter of Schnitzel, Blinker's first time. Both her runs have been good. The form's held up through them. I think she's definitely looking for 1600. I wouldn't be shocked to see her run a bit of a race. So I've got the three favourites in behind her, 2 Expression, 1 Melt, and 3 Media Sensation. Melt and Expression, they're the two to beat. They look pretty smart, the pair of them. Valali is my value bet, my best. Is race 8, number 12, Pin Up Coach. She was the best last Saturday, but listeners may remember I had the word of warning that she may be looking for a mile. Well, Connections might have had that thought too. They scratched her from the 1400, waited a week later and put her into the mile, so she's worth a good look. Race 8, number 12, Tauranga at the other meeting. And I'm with the stable mates. Race 3, number 4, Rich Billy Marsh. Going okay. She's a bit of a veteran mare that likes to roll along in front. She's got a good record at Tauranga. She missed the start 2 starts ago, put a pen through that, and last start just had a bit too much pressure. Not too much pressure on her here. She can lead and give a good sight. And Donna Ann Billy, race 6, number 6. She's coming along really well, this mare. Won her first 2 this prep. Last time out, 1600 might have just been a bit too far. She gets in with a very light weight on Saturday after the claim, and she'll give Embellish, who will be short. He'll be a short-priced favourite. She'll give him plenty to think about.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. We've got all the form for Friday. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. So full form for there's a big Friday of racing, daytime, twilight, and then you've got your night meetings at Moonee Valley in Canterbury. We've got full form for both of those. Is there a Sunshine Coast night as well?
No.
Just the
next
2.
Next week, I've got one.
So plenty of night racing there on the Friday. Then we take you right through the Saturday. We've got the Perth Carnival warming up into the evening. And then we head to Cranbourne on Saturday night. Full form for both of those. And then, of course, Sunday, 4 full form guides highlighted by Donald Cup. And the main race there, race 7, the Michaels Donald Cup, is over 1620 metres. Our experts, Paul Richards has gone for Tatoosh to beat the Darren Weir trained Royal Ace. Daniel Borg has gone for those two the other way around. Tatoosh, of course, may not be there because he's entered at both Adelaide and Melbourne on Saturday. But newcomer to the team, Daniel Nuttall, who has taken over from Carl Diorio, who, as you may be aware, has moved on to racing.com. Our new man, Daniel Nuttall, will no doubt have him on the podcast in future weeks. And he's gone for the other Darren Weir, or one of the other Darren Weir runners at any old odds, and that's number 12, the Imported Pow Wow. So include that horse in your multiples at a huge price. Our best $20 bet for the weekend finishes us off, Joel, and while I think about it, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'll go a 0. Sandown Cup, race 2, get the turkey early, number 6.
All right, with you going a 0, I'll go your other special. That's race 7, number 5, Secret Flays. Have a great weekend, everybody. Make plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.